Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of In You All Along. My name is Pete. I will be with you until 7 a.m. here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh,
Okay, everybody. You just heard the Police with It's All Right For You off of Regatta de Blanc. My favorite Police album, probably the least, well, I don't know if it's the least attention to paid Police album, but it's one that you don't hear a lot about. A lot of oddities on that particular album. Before that, we heard Komeda with It's All Right, Baby. I'm not sure where I came across that song, but that particular track was on the compilation Our Little Corner of the World, music from the Gilmore Girls from 2002. Those of you who know me well will know that I am a diehard Gilmore Girls fan, and I'm trying to say that with a straight face. But before that, we opened up with Victoria, the legendary Kinks song Victoria. And playing behind me here is, boy, what do I even call this? This is, it's a kind of a nameless background track from a video game that a roommate of mine introduced me to many, many years ago, maybe 15 years ago. I'm not really a video game guy. This is called, this video game was called, what the heck was it called? Boy, MDK, where you ran around and shot things. I'm sure a few of you who are into the video game world have played a few run around and shoot things games. This was probably the last one that I played. You are listening to In You All Along, the radio show where I try to wake up and you come right along with me on the wild ride. The past few weeks, for those of you who have been listening, you'll know that I have been playing interviews that I've been doing with folks about what's going on in our times and in our world these days. It's a particularly challenging time for all of us. I think it's a good time for ominous music, but it's a much better time for talking to one another, understanding one another's perspectives, where we're coming from, and what we're all about. I find it's a really great way to not only break down the barriers between people and their opinions and where we're all coming from, to have these conversations, to ask people questions and find out where everyone's coming from, but also to just feel a little more encouraged, to feel a little bit more like there's hope, that there's a way that we can make things happen, we can find some positivity. So this week I just asked a few folks where they find their happy place, their silver lining, and you can come along and hear those conversations with me.
Your head above water in these crazy tomorrow. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Eric and I live in Somerville.
And how do you stay happy? How do you keep your head above water in these crazy tumultuous times?
Live music helps. I try to have a positive outlook in general. So I don't know. Life is all. Our lives are all pretty good around here, right? Like we don't have any serious. Most of us don't have any serious problems. So just try to remember that.
During your day to day, do you ever find times when you feel like you just can't listen to the world anymore?
Yeah, I have a slight NPR addiction, so that becomes troublesome at times. But
what do you do what do you do when you really just gotta flush it all out and clear your head?
Like I said, live music helps. It's just spend time with friends, family, eat good food. I don't know.
Basically, go back to the simple things.
Yeah, simple things. Yeah.
I think we can all probably do with a lot more of the simple things.
All right. Is that the name of like an album or something like that?
No, not that I know of. Maybe it is, but I'm hearing what you're saying, and I think it's good advice.
So you're like moving along. Cool.
Listen, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Absolutely.
My name is Brian Clements. I'm from Boxborough, Massachusetts.
And how do you stay happy in these tumultuous times?
Who said I was happy? I work very hard when I should be thinking about retirement.
When you should be thinking of what?
When I should be thinking about retirement.
And why do you keep working hard?
Why? Keeps me busy. Keeps me from thinking about being unhappy.
And the crazy world in which you're barraged every day with news, that's it's never good, no matter what side you're on. It's never good. Does that help you tune it out?
I think what we have to be careful right now about is we live in a city that has the Boston Globe, and they're a little more one-sided than I like to think they are. So the news we're getting is a lot of bad news, and I'd like to think it was all that bad, but I think Donald Trump's going to figure it out.
Do you think that eventually we'll all get along a little bit better than we do now?
I think if we don't learn that lesson, we're done for. But I think we're a long way from that time.
Do you have hope for the future?
In my lifetime?
In whatever span of time you're willing to address.
We're about 500 years from the ish really hitting the fan.
Well, do some careful editing and make sure that optimistic 500-year timeline gets done its justice. Thanks a lot, Brian.
You're welcome.
My name's Tom Lynch. I'm from Southern Mass, but I've been an Alston rat for 4 years.
So how do you stay happy in these crazy, tumultuous times?
I mean, I still live in the political bubble from which I belong, even though it popped a few months ago. So I see a lot of the good that comes out of it, but I'm just as exhausted by the day-to-day events as everybody else.
So how do you get your head above water?
I stay conscious. I try to communicate with my friends and make allies where they need to. But I am discouraged like other people. This month has been as exhausting as a year could ever be. And it also goes with saying, the older I get, the more politically involved or aware that I become. So, yes, I'm tired like the average American, but living in Boston does give you a little hope, seeing the city rise to their feet for the right things.
So do you have hope for the future?
I mean, of course, we're resilient. We're a cockroach country. We'll be fine. We'll survive.
A cockroach country. That's a very profound statement.
I don't say that in a way to criticize us, more as a way that we're survivors, and it takes a lot more than this to knock us off our peg.
All right, well, that sounds like a very encouraging attitude to embrace.
I'm still proud of where I came from and where we're going to go. It's just a hiccup in a bump of history, and you know, we're going to have to deal with it accordingly. And the average person's going to have to stand up during these times for sure.
Good thoughts, good times. Thanks very much, Tom.
Oh, of course.
What's your name and where are you from?
Laura Canton.
And how do you keep your head above water? How do you stay happy in these tumultuous times?
Take pleasure in our two kids.
You take pleasure in your kids. Do you think that this is something that is maybe something that unites all people?
Music? Are you kidding me?
Or children.
We raised
both.
We raised our two boys to grow up with music. Growing up myself in Dorchester, I found that music always helped me with whatever problems I was having. So I found that it was really important to raise our two boys like that as well. One of the things that's been really nice is that Baker Thomas Band, we've been coming here for...
As long as they've been here.
About 11 years plus. Eight years that we've been coming here. And Tom and this amazing band... I mean, this is our one night out. Where do we want to go? Baker Thomas Band.
It's Thursday. We actually can make it out. Might as well come here. These guys are amazing.
So I'm going to ask you, that's beautiful. That's wonderful. What about the other, that's 4 hours of the week or whatever it is. You got a whole other week and you got a lot of weeks of craziness going on. What do you do? How do you get through it?
Music and the kids, and just we have nightly dance parties with our children.
Every night we have a dance party. We play a series of random songs that we find through YouTube that we stream through our system, and our boys, they just love it. So every night, that's the treat. That's what they ask for.
How old are your kids?
4 and almost 2.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and we love our family. We both have jobs we enjoy and good people we work with. So for us, it's not hard. I mean, just have to kind of take what's happening with a grain of salt, I think, and try and see the good and protest when you can.
And keep a smile on your face all you can.
Yeah.
All I can say is that my wife and I, we don't always agree on politics, but my 4-year-old son one night comes home and I was making tacos for dinner for the family. And my 4-year-old says, "Daddy," after taking a bite, "do you think Donald Trump likes tacos?" To which I reply, "No, son, he doesn't." Trying to maybe get engaged something with him about what people like and don't like. He looks at me and seems satisfied and continues to eat his taco. And that was the end of that. So,
well, he's asked me more questions and he asked me if I like Donald Trump and I've said no.
Which is, I mean, that's how we are. I personally don't like him myself, but I feel like it's important to teach kids, especially as they're growing up at their age, the differences between choice. You don't always have to agree with someone.
Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
Zach Galen. I'm from roughly Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Roughly Lawrence, okay.
I grew up all over the East Coast.
Okay, well, in these crazy tumultuous times, how do you keep your head above water and how do you stay happy?
By crazy and tumultuous, do you mean under fascist rule or just daily life?
Are they different?
Now they aren't.
Well, there you go.
Currently they aren't. I volunteered coaching basketball at the YMCA and a musician at night.
Where do you volunteer?
At the YMCA in Lawrence.
Oh, in Lawrence.
Yep.
And does volunteering give you a more positive outlook on the world than you get from, let's say, reading the news or turning on Facebook in the morning and reading everything bad everyone has to say?
The kids that come in after school are like 7th, 8th grade first. When I get them, it's 7th, 8th grade. And they're hungry as hell. They're skinny, but I mean also proverbially, they want to go there. I meet somebody and they say, "Hey, you give me a scholarship?" And I say, "You can get that yourself." You know, like they have the work ethic. So the idea is just to let them play and also play instruments downstairs and do whatever, you know, just work out their demons. So it's not a self-righteous thing to volunteer. It's very selfish, of course. You get to be around young, vibrant kids who know what the F time it is, you know.
Do they express an awareness and concern for what's going on in the world?
No. They'll just make fun of the whitest person and call him Trump. It's a, you know, or any abject whiteness will be made fun of as Trump over there. Look at that.
So you're seeing people that this maybe affects more than you and I.
Lawrence, as you may know, is a majority brown town ethnically, and it also is home to a lot of quote-unquote illegal immigrants. We had a forum at the bookstore El Taller weeks ago. My father helped organize it. Reverend Ralph Galen, he accurately assessed the situation, said there's a bunch of Guatemalan people come here from a hard country. We have to create a space for them to come and feel welcome in a time where you can and will get deported. You have to know your rights. That if you get pulled over for a traffic violation, they better be able to prove the traffic violation by name in court, because they can't ask for your papers first. They have to, you understand? You have to have violated the law. But of course, most people don't violate the law. So sometimes you're just a relative of someone who violated the law, or you just got caught on the wrong day with a bunch of made-up papers or no papers, or your English isn't good enough. We're talking about one of the most targeted, you know, not people that look like me and you, Caucasian people. We're talking about in a country that still practices one-drop rule, but we're talking about people that are targeted. There's an ICE building in downtown Lawrence where people get, you know, shoved in. And you have no rights at that point.
So I just want to bring this back a little bit. That's a really real effect of what's going on now in our country.
It's not theoretical there. Yeah.
And how are folks there keeping their heads above water?
$5 cabs and chimney trucks at night, and I think a lot of people around the world don't have the luxury to even talk like this in discourse about the things that are happening. They just do their work and go home and cook dinner.
So they can't tune it out.
No, it's real life. Not for the people obviously who are second, third generation from the various Caribbean islands. I'm talking about the people that are propping open a warehouse store and bringing their family in at night. You know, like that's has historically though been a lot of undocumented communities that settle down in Lawrence first. Now it's a Guatemalan, largely Guatemalan population.
I ask a lot of people, do you have hope for the future? Your story makes that feel like kind of a luxury. Do you think that these folks have the luxury of hope for the future?
They chose here. Even if you like have to pay half of your $3 wage to some warlord in Guatemala or something. Which, by the way, like Pfizer, for instance, I know for a fact that they pay Guatemalan labor to shovel their snow in the freaking snowstorms. These last big snowstorms, that was $3 an hour labor that dug out Pfizer's pavement. That's a fact. So, but they're here. They're happily doing, not happily, but I mean, comparatively speaking, they were whistling while they worked. They still want to be here. I don't mean to sound corny about like America, but like they do.
I don't think it sounds corny at all. I think it sounds like it's exactly answering the question. That's a really amazing perspective, and I think it really kind of brings us back to how good we have it, and how can we complain, and how can we not be happy if we're here in Cambridge and safe from deportation. So what's your radio hero?
Tom Sharpling.
Tom Sharpling of
WFMU fame, but the best show. It's still the best show.
Also the radio station that got me interested in radio.
Freeform radio.
Freeform radio, just like Freeform Radio on WMFO at Tufts University. What's your name and where are you from? Once again, those are some interviews from some folks yesterday in Porter Square, Cambridge, Massachusetts, not far from here at the studios of WMFO 91.5 Freeform Radio in Medford, Tufts University. I'm just trying to get a sense. You know, it's funny, I asked people how they stay happy, because I figured there's got to be a lot of things that people focus on these days that aren't politics. We're a little politics heavy in our lives right now. Everyone went right back to politics. I can't say I blame them. It's kind of how I framed the question, but it's also kind of how we're living. There's nowhere to turn, nowhere to run. Wherever you go, there's somebody with some kind of political message for you. And along those lines, I've got a public service announcement for you. And that public service announcement, near and dear to my heart, know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled
that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." I like that it says thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and the Electronic Freedom Foundation. We're going to continue right along with a couple more interviews, then get back to the music, get back to the happy times, get back to the love.
Young Isaac from Somerville.
And how do you stay happy in these tumultuous times?
I come to the Baker Thomas Band shows.
What does that do for you? How does that help you cope with these crazy, with the crazy tumultuous political chaos that we're all swirling around?
Oh, I don't think about political or anything, so that's how I deal.
Just tune it all out.
Yes.
So that sounds like a good approach. Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
Tom Bianchi. Wait, what radio? What station? What is
this? It's for WMFO in Medford tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Oh, I love WMFO. Absolutely.
So, in these tumultuous, crazy times, how do you keep your head above water and how do you stay happy?
That's a good one. I so far, I'll tell you what's not working. Reading the paper every morning when I wake up, I do it, and I'm like, oh, God. But you got to keep fighting a good fight. That's what keeps me going. You always have to keep fighting a good fight, even in the good times. Even in the good times, we were fighting a good fight. Now that we're in the bad times, it's even more important to fight the good fight. Like, my wife and I were a team, so she does all our donations to the American Civil Liberties Union. She figures that out. And I do shows over at the Burn, and I work with the Somerville Homeless Coalition a lot, and that's the good fight. You gotta keep fighting a good fight. That's how you do it, you know?
Do you think that there are things that have nothing to do with politics that can actually influence the politics of this world? Do you think, in other words, do you think that there are things that on the surface are not political that are actually going to, like, change the world that we live in?
I mean, everything's political to some extent. It really is. I mean, everything is. Even today, more so than ever. I think awareness has turned around. It's 9/11. People didn't read the paper, and people were not in tune in this country before 9/11. Maybe I'm just projecting, but myself most definitely included. I wasn't even like registered or Democrat or Republican or anything, and that was an eye opener. You know, it was interesting because the first thing I started listening to was back in the day 96.9, which was like right wing talk radio. It was scary as all. It was scary as all the Dickens. But you know, I think we're all so hyper aware and tuned in. And the only thing I could say is that all this social media is like, maybe, you know, draft and think about it and run it by somebody before you post, because sometimes it's too much and sometimes you had it wrong and sometimes it's right on. And just, you know, bounce off your friends and be cool and keep fighting a good fight. Come see me live last night at Toad.
There you have it, folks. Every time you hear this show, go back 8 hours and go see the Baker Thomas Band. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Says something sweet that I can't recall. We got good times, first of December. We got good times that we can't remember.
Surviving.
Good times.
us can. Come join my caravan and we'll keep peace for opium and travel to exotic lands and make all sorts of master plans. Next stop, we move right down to Chechnya. Trade drum machines for guns so the kids can have more fun. And it always sounds really great, much more pleasant than hand grenades. I obtain a few more wives for a fire. Triple back to SF and head off to Palestine. I'll run crucified on a sound system 50 stories high. A fly just brings back some memories. Right back in the days, kicking it with JC. I hold right next to him when the devil go in and I was looking for the top. But I have lost his feeling. He said, don't change, watch this. Lens of beach came out his eyes. We jumped over the crosses and ran for our lives. On 444 the days, the party nights back, housing down below. There it was tight, and the mother got it, inventing marijuana. Surrounded by slave girls, trying to get their job open. It was a nice life, had a good time, but I like drinking scotch, and all that they had was wine. Then it occurred to me to make a fat or beat. Get rid of the gold skin drums and build a rhythm machine.
This is no time for my country, ride along. This is no time for congratulations. This is no time to turn your back. This is no time for circumlocution. This is no time for learned speech. This is no time to count your blessings. This is no time for private gain. This is a time to put up a shut up. It won't come back this way again. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. This is no time to swallow anger. This is no time to ignore hate. This is no time to be acting frivolous, because the time is getting late. This is no time for private vendettas. This is no time to not know who you are. Self-knowledge is a dangerous thing, the freedom of who you are. This is no time to ignore warnings. This is no time to clear the plate. Let's not be sorry after the fact, then let the past become our fate. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. This is no time to turn away and drink, or smoke some vials of crack. This is a time to gather force and take dead aim and attack. This is no time for celebration. This is no time for saluting flags. This is no time for inner searchings. The future is at hand. This is no time for phony rhetoric. This is no time for political speech. This is a time for action, because the future's within reach. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time, because there is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time.
Okay, everybody, that is going to do it for this week. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of In You All Along. My name is Pete, and you can hear me every week, same time, 6 a.m. on WMFO Medford 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Lou Reed with There Is No Time from the fantastic 1989 album New York. Before that, and playing behind me, is Gold Chain's Rock the Party. This is, of course, the song building off the previous song, which is Stereolab.